In 1867, a trading post opened across from the Swinomish Indian Reservation to service the Indians and the local farmers who were diking the area. In 1869, John Connor bought the trading post and renamed the place La Connor after his wife, Louisa A. Connor. By 1873, James and George Gatchis opened a store in La Connor, and the state's first newspaper, the Puget Sound Mail, moved from Bellingham to La Connor. Soon the railroads bypassed La Connor and went through Mount Vernon and Burlington. Commercial development followed the railroads, and La Connor became one of the major farming and seed-growing areas of the county.
In 1906, Mary Brown Stewart started growing tulips with bulbs brought from Holland. Now over 1,000 acres of Skagit farmland is used to grow many varieties of tulips and daffodils. La Connor is the center of an annual tulip festival during the month of April that brings more than 1 million people to the valley. Daffodils, too, are grown here, and the bright yellow flowers can be seen from March until May. Irises end the blooming season in May, making La Connor a photographer's haven. La Connor is the home of the Skagit County Historical Museum, the sponsor of this Celebrate Skagit audio tour you are listening to. The Historical Museum boasts a permanent turn-of-the-century display and is located at the top of the hill on South 4th Street. We hope you'll stop by to visit their exhibits when you visit this picturesque former fishing village. La Connor is also famous for its quaint turn-of-the-century shops and the Museum of Northwest Art.